coming to the stage, standing at about 5'9", host of Fox News Sunday, weighing about
5'10". I burned that last inch.
5'10". He weighs 158 pounds.
Almost exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday. Chris, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I have two reactions. First of all, as I've said before, I am so jealous of that opening you have, because you guys, I mean, you really do a nice job, and I think that person who's, John, is that his name?
John Safian.
Yeah, he needs to find, he's too good for you.
Get out of here.
And secondly, the second thing I was going to say is, so you had a race with Elizabeth Hasselbeck last week, and you were in a T-shirt and shorts.
Yes.
You're ripped. You honestly don't look like that in a suit, but you look, you're ripped. You're really a jock.
Really? Thank you,
I was quite
Chris.
Impressed.
I had no idea you were judging my body.
Well, I was.
I thought you would judge my performance, which was...
the guy on Saturday Night Live.
Well, that's getting a lot of traction. I did point out last week that the one thing about the Saturday Night Live guy is I was portrayed by a guy that's easily 100 pounds overweight and is really dumb.
Well, so that's the question, and I'm trying to remember what your answer was, because I know you did. Which offends you more, that he's fat or he's dumb?
Fat, no doubt about it.
Really? So you don't mind the intellect, but it's the way that you're portrayed as a dumpling.
Exactly. I mean, I work out minimum 4 days a week.
Is that true?
At minimum. And to think that people look at me and go, I have the perfect guy to portray that bothers me. Now, the other stuff,
realize,
I mean,
of course, that saying that it bothers you ensures that he will continue on the show.
Well, I had a chance to meet him. Did I tell you that?
No.
So I can't tell you where I was at. I'll tell you off later. But
why can't you tell me where you're at? Come on.
I was at a party in the Hamptons.
Oh, all right, ladies and gentlemen, you know, so much for Mr. Blue Collar here.
Right, this is hurting me,
party
I know.
Party in the Hamptons.
And now listen to the people
and
I saw.
And you're sitting there having a martini, you were. And
Ellen DeGeneres, Howard Stern.
Is this true?
Right, here, I have a great story for you. I don't know how to dress casual. That's my big problem. And in life, I could dress up and I could dress down.
That's not your big problem, but go ahead.
Thanks for adding that. So... I'm going online saying, how do I go to a Hamptons party where you don't wear a tie, obviously, you can't wear a suit, it's about 85 degrees, and it's at night. So I go online, and
well, what
I
do you go online to?
I just go on Google, and I hit in
like
Hamptons party.
Hamptons.com?
Yeah, they told me Hamptons Chic.
Which is?
I got Hamptons Magazine first, and I realized I don't know any of those people. So then I go online, and they tell me, you know, where I see everybody's wearing like the white jacket and the collar. So my wife goes, what are you looking at that for? And I say, because I need to know how to dress. She goes, whatever you do, unless you're Don Johnson, you don't wear the white jacket.
No, so, you don't wear a white jacket. How about like a nice blue blazer?
I didn't wear any. I realized I should wear just shirt sleeves, and that's what I wore.
And was that appropriate?
Well, I didn't know until the third famous person I saw was Don Johnson.
And what was he wearing?
No jacket. My wife was right again. But who would think that I'd run into a party, I'd see Don Johnson?
Well, there you go.
Well, that's my story.
Well, you know what? My feet are hurt from all the name dropping that's going on.
So listen to this. So I walk through a little bit. This should really be about you. I don't know what I'm doing.
No, it's fine. I'm enjoying it.
Okay. So I walk in and I see at the door, there's a little bit of a gathering. And this guy's kind of short. I look at him. It's Lorne Michaels. So I go, I'm going to wait. And I'm going to wait for my time. Ellen DeGeneres is there. Lenny Kravitz is there. Obviously, he'd rather talk to them. And I see him looking at me, and I don't know if he knows who I am. And I walk over and I introduce myself.
You're the host of the most popular cable morning television show in America.
Thank you. So he goes, hi. I go, hi, I'm Brian Kuhn. He goes, I know. And he goes, you're not kind of mad at that thing we do, are you? I go, no, I didn't really think I'd be fat and stupid. But he goes, yeah, we're just having fun. I go, all right. I go, but I know you're changing a lot of cast members, and we're changing the cast members. And he just said, it's all accounted for. So it looks like this season, there'll be no let up.
So, but did you meet the guy?
No.
I thought you said you met the guy.
Yeah, Bobby Moynihan. I've never met him. Not the
you
man. It's Lorne Michaels.
For God's sakes.
Yeah. Hey, can we talk about somebody who's got a lot of charisma and certainly a lot of attention?
I hate that. Thank you very much, but let's not make it about me.
I was thinking about Ted Cruz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do you think about what he did? And I'll just give you my opinion. My opinion
wait,
is...
Wait a minute. I'd love to play that tape again. Tell me what you think about what he did. Let me give you my opinion. Go ahead.
I don't think it was necessary. I think it was overkill, and I think it insults everybody that fought for 2.5 years against the bill that is now a law.
I'm not going to be quite as hard on him as you, but I'm going to basically come to the same place. I'm going to, until proven otherwise, I'm going to believe that he genuinely believes it.
Okay.
And give him the courage of his convictions, and there's no question that he has tapped into a huge, and I'll bet a lot of your listeners who think, you know, right on, don't play the inside game, let's go ahead and say how we feel and all of that. And he's given voice to what they're feeling about Obamacare, which is about to be shoved down their throats. Having said that, I don't think it takes you anywhere, and I think that it doesn't end up being productive. It's counterproductive in the end.
Right.
And here's the biggest point. And a Republican senator made this point to me. He said, "Look, all the pressure is being put on us as Republican senators, and we can't control this thing. What the pressure should be on the red state Democrats, and you know, like." Pryor of Arkansas, or Landrieu of Louisiana, or Hagan of North Carolina,
yeah.
or Begich of Alaska, who are representing states where they're opposed to Obamacare, and when the vote comes Friday or Saturday to strip the defunding Obamacare out of the bill, then the pressure should be on them and create a campaign issue for 2014. That was his point, and frankly, I think it's a pretty good point.
It's a great point. And Chris, you had Senator Ted Cruz on Sunday. Did you have an indication then that he was going to do the 21-hour or some sort of marathon?
Well, I mean, he didn't say for sure whether he was going to filibuster or not. It certainly didn't surprise me. The timing did a little bit because that's what the criticism a lot of people make. The timing didn't actually hold up the vote because it was a vote scheduled for 1 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. And so while he spoke for 21 hours, it didn't actually accomplish what, you know, which is to delay the debate.
Nope.
And that's part of the concern also is the fact that if you push this right to the limit and you don't give the bill back to the House until Sunday night or Monday morning, then you don't leave John Boehner with any opportunity to try to work something out that maybe he can get passed in the House. So, you know, that's the concern a lot of people have. They think this is more about Ted Cruz is about Ted Cruz, not about the party's larger
right.
interests.
Well, let me ask you, do you see a scenario where the president holds the line, does not negotiate, and Harry Reid holds the line, does not negotiate, John Boehner puts something in there where it's getting rid of the tax on medical devices or the puts on hold the individual mandate, and Harry Reid goes, no, I'm not, I refuse to sign anything that affects Obamacare at all, and then we have the shutdown.
Well, here's the point. Another point I'd have to make critically of Ted Cruz. I think he overplayed his hand. I think if they had made this in the beginning about you delayed the employer
yeah.
mandate for a year, delay the individual mandate for a year, or the medical devices tax, which people on all sides, you might have actually scored a victory. The problem was with defunding Obamacare. It was, you know, it's like if I say to you, can you loan me a tie? You might consider it. If I say to you, I want your house, it's an easy call for you. I think they made it too easy for the president and Democrats to say no.
Yeah, because it was a broad defund. Who are you thinking about this weekend? Do you know yet?
Well, thank you for asking. It's not a done deal. We've got some people on the line who are waiting, but you know, we'll be all over this, obviously, because on our time frame, Sunday morning, the decisions will be made. Is the House going to risk shutting down the government over this, or are they, and there's increasing talk that maybe they may let this pass and plant their flag and have the big fight over the raising the debt limit, which is only going to be a couple of weeks later, October 17th. So we'll have all of that, White House reaction, reaction in the Senate, also Obamacare, the start of the public exchanges on October 1st. You know, there's just a good debate to have about Obamacare. Is it good or is it bad? I mean, there are certainly things you can argue for it. It'll expand health care coverage. But when you hear some of the things that, you know, premiums going up, the president said you're not going to lose your coverage or the doctor you had, well, it becomes clear you are. Over 300 companies have now announced that they're going to either lay people off or make them part-time because of this, or put people who used to have company coverage on the private exchanges. I mean, there are a lot of problems here, and we ought to talk about it because this is going to affect millions of people's lives.
You know, in a year, it could be us, too, because who knows how long News Corp's going to say it works to their shareholders' advantage to make this investment in, I think, what we have United. So let's say United decides they're going to up their rates for whatever reason, and Rupert Murdoch says we're pulling out of this. We'll be in Obamacare together. We'll be in the same waiting room.
You and me in the same waiting room? Well, I know you're ripped, so, you know, it'd be fun to look.
It would be fun to I don't know how I feel about that. All right, so you're still up in the air at some guests, though.
Well, why do you keep saying that? Yes, obviously, if I had the guess, I'd say it.
Right. Okay.
So who do you like better, Gretchen or Elizabeth?
Well, I know there's something happening big tomorrow.
What's that?
Coming back to Fox and Friends tomorrow, first time in over a year.
That's true. 8:30, right?
Right. And Elizabeth was just here, and she's all pumped up to meet you, even if it's via satellite.
But you haven't really answered my question.
I like them both.
Equally?
Right. Equally.
Okay.
Gretchen Carlson coming up shortly.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Hey, yeah. And listen, she's got a new show. Everybody, this
right.
is the great thing about Fox. It's win-win. Everybody's doing great.
And you know what? The thing is, it might work for you, too, because it's on at 2 o'clock, and that might work for your schedule.
Well, that makes it sound. I'm here. I came in early this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right. Can I just point to one soundbite that we thought was hysterical? This is a little interplay between you and Charles Krauthammer. You had some fun last week. Cut 15.
I have about 30 seconds left in this segment, so I'm going to ask you to be concise. Does the government shut down or not?
No.
Does the debt limit, do we default on the debt?
20 seconds now.
I understand that, but now if you keep talking like this, we won't.
To ask your question, so it should be a short one. Go ahead.
Yes. Are we going to default on the debt?
Absolutely not.
There we go. Very well done, sir. You have 10 seconds. Anything you want to talk about?
That's concision in action.
That could be a bumper sticker.
I thought that was hysterical.
Well, let me just quickly say that he did that with Shannon Bream, who was substituting for Brett Baer once. It was, I think, on New Year's Eve. And he said, what's your resolution? And I love Charles. I think he's, you know, he is absolutely brilliant. But he does, I mean, when you ask him a question, he delivers a column, which is just amazing how it's all in his head and it all comes out. So she says, what's your New Year's resolution? He says, concision. Now, she had planned about a minute for his answer, and now she's got 55 seconds left to fill.
That is, and you didn't, and it almost happened to you.
No, I was ready. I had a follow-up question.
You were ready. But it was funny. It looks like you guys get along.
Yes, and let me just say, and you better come armed tomorrow because I have a year's worth of insults. I mean, I've been watching the show. I know all the moments. I've committed to memory. This is going to be brutal tomorrow.
Well, are you going to ask for tape? Are you going to ask for pre-production?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, John, you need to work with videotape, not just audio tape. And okay, listen, and you know, look, in fact, you'll know it better than me because you work with them every day. Just get me to like the four most embarrassing of Brian Kilmeade, and we'll just play him.
Just four. It's going to be hard, John.
Well, I know. I mean, I understand it would be easy. You know, sometimes it's like it's easy to write long. It's hard to write short.
Absolutely. Hey, Chris, always a thrill. At Fox News Sunday, start tweeting Chris with ideas.
And I loved your story about being in the Hamptons with Lorne Michaels and Ellen DeGeneres.
And don't forget Don Johnson.
And Don Johnson.
We've really gotten close.
You and Don or you and me?
Me and you.
Oh, okay.
Chris, I guess the only thing to say is...
I would have been wearing a blazer, so I would have been overdressed.
You would have been way overdressed.
Okay.
Howard Stern would have shunned you.
That's okay.
Chris Wallace, thank you so much.
Goodbye.